Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi guys, I'm Alessia Cara, and this is Adrian, and this is Eric, and we're going to be doing an acoustic version of my song called Four Pink Walls for Vivo Discover's Ones to Watch.
And all the cracks in the wall, staring up at the ceiling, watching particles fall. See, I prayed every day for a change to be made, and I'd wait to be saved, oh no. Up at night, hiding undercovers, found my escape. Shut my eyes and let the bass buzz into my brain. See, I knew I was destined for bigger and better. Whenever it's better thing, I assumed that there was only room for my dreams in my dreams. So I sleep and repeat till the moon went home, and I didn't know what it take me, but made me so crazy in love with it. And the universe aligned, oh, with what I had in mind. Who knew there was a life behind those four pink walls? Now I wake up to a different bedroom every day, living up in the clouds, thinking of how it all changed. Used to sit and watch paint dry, amazed by the limelight. I can't ever be afraid. I assumed that there was only room for my dreams in my dreams. So I'd sleep and repeat till the moon went home, and I didn't know what it take me, but made me so crazy in love with it. And the universe aligned, oh, with what I had in mind. Who knew there was a life behind those four pink walls? Yeah. The
gazing outside the window, impatient frustrations let out into my pillow. Not awake at night while my head wandered, and I wondered why things weren't different. Everything shifted overnight. Went from when boredom strikes to miss start on the rise. It was all in an instant, man. But those four pink walls, now I kinda miss them, man. Then the universe aligned with what I wanted all this time.
Hello, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Today, it's me and Heather.
Julia!
So, we kind of got like a nice mixed medley for you today. And the theme of our show, as always, is a video game, pop culture, internet things. So, Julia, can you tell us a little bit about that first song that we opened up with?
Yes, that is Alessia Cara. She is about 19. I think she was 17 or 16 when she got on the... on the show first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she just started as like a YouTuber, and then somebody picked her up, and she's on the radio now a lot. Well, just with that one song.
What was that? Four Pink Walls?
That was called Four Pink Walls. Mm-hmm. And Vivo does a nice like feature for different YouTubers like every month. So like the 2016 ones to watch. You can also get the they have like a playlist on SoundCloud and Spotify. So she was just one of them, and I just remembered her, so I thought, oh, you know, maybe
she really like stood out for you.
Yeah, she's really good.
19.
Yeah. Ugh. Disgustingly talented.
Jesus. Okay, let's go right into the next one. Classic Final Fantasy.
Thank you.
All right. Theme of Final Fantasy from the fifth Final Fantasy. After that, it was... the song is just called Buy Mode. It's like the first shopping song from the first Sims game, which as soon as I heard, I was just like...
Rosebud. It was just so beautiful to be able to make your own house.
It was so good. Just free to make whatever you want without limits of money.
Yeah, it was so nice.
It's really nice.
And then... did you ever, when they were swimming in the pool, and then you, like, took away the little,
ladder? Yeah, I didn't really kill a lot of my Sims. I got, like, too invested in a lot of things, yeah.
Who was the first family? It was, like, a kind of Adams family people. You remember them?
No, I don't remember their names.
But you remember the guy with the mustache and the suit, and then the woman in red?
No, honestly, no? I think I don't.
It was, like, a family. I don't know.
Hmm.
Hmm? What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just checking the board.
Rosebud. I had like two families, so one I would just leave. And I came back one day and they were like in a pile of like dirty dishes and urine just weeping. I was like, ah, how could that happen?
I remember like making my Sim character and then immediately turning off the free will option.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, you're not doing that right now.
Yeah.
We're going to learn to play guitar.
Yeah. We're going to read cookbooks for 6 hours and then go to work. Because like, I can't have you in a pile. It doesn't seem so far off a situation now.
Yeah.
The dirty dishes and urine.
Mm-hmm.
It did back then, though.
It did, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the next song coming up. It's the opening theme song to a little anime called Prison School.
Oh.
What can we say about this, Julia?
What can't we say about Prison School? It is a wholesome family anime with a lot of creative camera angles.
She said sarcastically. Yeah, it's, I would say, 13 up anime watch. 13. Very funny. I wouldn't say rated R, but yeah, very funny if you're into anime and... a little fan service, I think.
Well, just a pepper.
Just a peppering. I'll leave it there. But we watch it, and it's definitely a guilty pleasure.
Definitely.
And you'll listen to the theme song. It's just super fun.
Prison, prison, 掴み
Quick recap, that was Prison School opening, then GTA 4, the Ballad of Gay Tony theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the story behind that?
I don't know, Nelson?
You know, I to be honest, I'm unaware of that.
Oh, there we go. That's a little better. All right, so I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure it's about a gangster. It was like a DLC content in two parts, and it was a person that one of the gangsters was gay.
I think. So there's like a gay mafia?
Yeah, unless I'm being a complete idiot and just reading the title wrong.
I knew it. See, now that would be the most intense mafia, because you wouldn't know that it existed, and everyone wouldn't take it seriously, which would make it the most...
Sorry, mic 4 is not working.
So, Nelson, who do you think would be the Don of the gay mafia?
Elton John.
RuPaul.
Ooh.
RuPaul would be fierce.
He'd be ruthless.
Yeah.
Murder.
Ruthless. Elton John would probably be like, I don't know, probably on the Council of 10, the Council of 13.
I think RuPaul would just rule them all. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay, my jokes aren't on point, but, you know, it's okay.
Would I be, like, a hitman?
Emphasis on the man.
What would be my role?
Maybe a mule?
Yeah, mule. So, well, no, I wouldn't be the best person to mule it in the airport. It's a gay mafia. There's more apt.
I'm totally a mathematician, so I would deal with all the money.
Up in the money room all sweating with like the green thing, like I can't like three cigarettes hanging out of your mouth, like I can't possibly.
I feel like that's probably the hardest job though, because the mafia is already scary, and then imagine like if you miscount something,
yeah,
or if they don't have enough money or something goes wrong, it's like you're to blame. It's like the yeah. It's like the whole messenger thing.
But it doesn't seem like RuPaul or Elton John know too much about math.
Oh no, I was saying that was my job.
Oh,
they'd probably kill me for miscounting.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know. Tim Gunn would know.
Jeez.
Nelson, make it work. And there's just not enough time. There's not make it work. Oh God.
I feel like that's the premise behind like big corporations like McDonald's. It's like you gave free fries today. We're a dollar short, and then they like yell at their employees because like at the end of the night, you're supposed
to. You have to count your till.
Yeah.
Home Depot would yell at me when I was always short.
But things happen. Isn't that crazy that you have to have like the exact amount by the end of the night?
If you drop it, yeah, well, it's like, it's all right if you drop like a couple cents, but they're like,
yeah, if it's like, I think if it's like 20 or more, it's a problem. Usually, it's like the rule of thumb.
Even $7.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, because it's a big deal.
But like, it's coming out of your paycheck. And I was like, that's a whole hour. $7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home Depot pays their employees $7 an hour.
Well, they can't.
Oh, not anymore.
Not in Massachusetts, at least. What's our minimum in Massachusetts? I think it's like $10 an hour?
No.
No, it's lower.
It's like $8.
Yeah.
Is it 8? Oh, yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I know it was really bad in Maine when I worked in there. I think when I was working, it was like $7 an hour.
Yeah, that's when I was in summer. Well, the gay mafia would fix that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What? One last thing before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
What would we gift them?
Like, we had to go
for, like,
to
protection.
The day of their wedding.
The day of their daughters'. Their two daughters' wedding.
Yes. You come to me on the day of my two daughters.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I feel like you're already part of it if you're gay.
Well, yeah, but
you still gotta show respect.
Yeah, but you still have to bring stuff to them.
Oh yeah, that's very true.
Or like the laundromats or the, I don't know, the...
I would...
Sewing stores.
Heels. I bring lots of heels.
Like really nice heels. What would you bring the lesbians?
Broadway tickets?
Mm-hmm. Alright, this is pandering. This is pandering. Yep. What would you bring the lesbians? Birkenstocks? Sandals?
Gift card to Home Depot?
Beer? Yeah.
Coffee shops.
Just buy them a coffee shop. That would be the front. Oh my God, that would be the front. It'd be like this crappy coffee. All right.
It'd be nice if it's like a feminist coffee shop.
Feminist coffee shop. Open mic nights all day. Oh, God.
I think we got a show here.
Get me out! I just gotta get out, Tony! Once you're in, you're in!
I can't handle this.
Sorry, after that was Metropolis from what planet was it? Kirwan?
Yeah.
From Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, Kirwan.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, that really was.
All right, let's do a quick PSA and then we'll get right back into the music.
Woo!
With video games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package. But there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
Whenever they want.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Pizza Bagel Bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
off of my head. Ham and eat the brains. I'm the one who planted me here.
No!
I'm just a sunflower, but see me power an entire infantry. You like the taste of brains, we don't like zombies.
I used to play football. Welcome to protect my head. I have a screen door shield. We are the undead.
The Nations of the World, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now want peace. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman. Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algiers, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
Julia, what was that?
That
serenading song.
That was Countries of the World, or Nations of the World, by Animaniacs. Randy Rogel.
I'm just so impressed with the writers of that show and made that song.
It's like incredible. And the guy that does Yakko.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Here, memorize this and now sing it.
Mm.
But now it's actually...
Oh.
However, Czechoslovakia is not a country anymore.
Oh. What is it now?
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. All right. Hmm. Before that, we had the Plants vs. Zombies main theme song. It's called There's a Zombie on Your Lawn.
Oh my god.
Bummer, dude.
No.
So I forgot to mention this to you all, but it's definitely worth a download. It's the Resident Evil 7 demo.
Mm-hmm.
And
What could it possibly be about?
Well, it doesn't have zombies, just to let you know.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. It's
what
kinda,
does it have?
It's kind of weird.
Just like sick people? I don't feel good. Get away from me!
I need health care. No, but it's...
I do. I'm out in 3 weeks.
Jeez.
I need to go to the dentist. I don't even know why I'm here.
Anyway, so it's Julia's basically in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just trying to... It's actually like the game you've heard of, the game PT, right?
Yeah, of course.
I love that game.
It's supposed to be... What was the PT supposed to be?
PT was a teaser like a teaser demo for the now no longer existent Silent Hills.
Oh.
And the Resident Evil 7 demo plays... I wouldn't say exactly, but very similarly to PT.
Huh.
It's first person, so they actually they made a switch from going to a third person view to first person.
Mm.
And it's very focused on the horror element compared to the weird action in Resident Evil 6.
Hmm.
So, if you play PT, or if you were a fan of the Silent Hill series and that demo that came out and unfortunately dropped, Resident Evil 7 is a good idea to look into. It's actually really interesting.
Cool.
And as a big Resident Evil fan, it is nothing like any of the other Resident Evils.
Is it still made by Capcom?
Yes, but I think they have a whole bunch of different parties helping out with
it. Oh, they need it.
Oh.
This Wait,
is
why?
This is make or break for them.
Really?
The past two games haven't been,
really?
Even the past three, I guess you can argue, haven't been stellar.
Well, what do you think about it? You love it, Delson.
Resident Evil 4, a lot of people argue, was the highlight of the series. It was the best-selling... Well, I don't think it was the best-selling Resident Evil, but it was a really high-selling Resident Evil game. 5, I enjoyed it, but it did start to see a decline away from the survival horror that we're used to, including co-op action. And then Resident Evil 6 was almost as if Michael Bay made it. It was just really explosions everywhere. You were running down a mountain, avoiding trees falling on you, like really dumb.
Really action, not really too much scary.
And it was just a hot mess. And I remember
a mess
the
that is heated up.
A good example of how bad it did. The game cost your usual $60, and I think within 3 months, not even, it dropped to a price of like $30.
That's a really that's a bad sign. That's not good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'll pay you to play it, please.
Copies of Resident Evil 4 were selling more than Resident Evil 6.
They sold more as coasters than
it was. It's really sad. So this is their final.
The final fantasy.
No, the final push. But
but it's a final fantasy.
Fantasy has like 20. There's
I know,
no
but
final.
That it was their final fantasy because they kept blowing all the games. So this is the final fantasy for Resident Evil. So it's Resident Evil Fantasy Final Finish. Goodbye.
I'm so lost. That should be a side game right there.
Booty Guiana and something Nirvana.
I think we should go ahead and head into the next one with that.
All right, here's Chrono Trigger.
Thank you. Life and death and love and birth and peace in war on the planet Earth. Is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth? Whoa, come on and sing it with me.
Sing?
The words relate to the key.
Key?
If it's a pattern, then just repeat after me. Life and death and love and birth.
Life and death and love and birth.
Now you sing me, fa mi, mi, fa mi, ti, la.
And peace and war on the planet Earth.
Yes, yes, that's it.
That's so easy.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about it. You should write something. You should write a song.
About what?
Whatever you're thinking.
I guess we're already here. I guess we already know. We've all got something to fear. We've all got nowhere to go. I think you're all insane, but I guess I am too. Anybody would be if they were stuck on Earth with you.
Yes! Life and death and love and birth and...
Life and death and love and birth and...
Life and death and love and birth and peace and war on the planet Earth.
Is there anything that's worth more?
Is there anything that's worth more?
Is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth?
Well, that song's so cute.
It really is.
That was Peace and Love, in parentheses, on the planet Earth from Steven Universe, which we are all big fans of here.
I'm not sure who voices Peridot.
I don't know. I don't know the voice actress's
Erica
name.
She has a Snapchat, or her. I think her boyfriend has a Snapchat, and he, and it's him and saying, all right, I've got dinner ready, and then she yells, like, from the background, like, nobody wants to eat your dinner, you clod! He's just like, oh. It's really cute.
Before that, it was, I feel like I'm going to butcher the name, but Erut Village?
Yeah. It was Franz Village, like the bunny people.
Bunny girl. Yeah. From Final Fantasy.
Yeah. When that first came out, I was like, really? Bunny girls? But they made it seem like, all right, classy, but basically nude.
Mm.
I need to see this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Fran.
Fran.
I was going to Google bunny girls, but then
don't
I just...
Yeah, don't, yeah, don't do that. before that was Too Far Away Times from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah,
another RPG.
I love Chrono Trigger.
Really? I never played it.
I binged on the sequel Chrono Cross, which is terrible compared to Chrono Trigger.
Really?
What is Chrono Trigger? I always see it.
It's like, it's an RPG. I haven't played in so long, so I don't really remember much. But it's a silent protagonist. I know you have a frog ally.
Frog?
Yeah. It's one of those RPGs that's super, super confusing. Like, it takes, like, life, birth, and...
Like, Final Fantasy?
Yeah. Like, just these 100 themes. And Chrono Cross was the same way. It was like, you need to get the stone in order to be born again into an alternate dimension that is actually forged by your father's fate that combines reality from the fact that you were actually killed as a child. And it's like, what is going on?
You know what? That sounds a lot like my journey through unemployment. Why don't I make an RPG out of unemployment? All right, now you have to make sure... Now we'll make mini games out of it. So, like, be on the phone, and then there's, like, the timer for when you have to hit the right button, and sometimes the operator will hang up.
Yeah, who could stay on the phone the longest?
Yes, who could stay on the phone the longest? Okay,
and then, like, one of the mini games is, like, interview, and it's, like, try not to sweat.
Yeah, it could be, like, WarioWare, kind of, like, you know, and then...
And, like, you have, like, a towel, and you have to, like, rub the sweat dots before your, like, boss notices.
And you get, like, experience points, and then once you get 5,000 experience points, you realize that the job interviews were all, like, not real, like, sales positions, and it's like, oh, all that worked for no reason, and then you have to, like, not jump out of a window. So you have to, like, jump in the buttery floor, and you're like, oh, I'm sliding towards that window, it's getting real close.
Jeez. This is, we should,
would your weapon be?
What? You'd have a weapon for that?
Of course, yeah, I mean, it'd be, like, turn-based with interviews.
Turn-based with
Instead
interviews?
Of, like, asking them questions, it'd be, like, a battle.
Oh my god, I had a friend that in interviews, his weapon was questions. You know, at the end of the interview when they go, okay, do you have any questions for me now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the proper answers, no.
No,
you
should always ask questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This guy had like a list of 50 questions and he was like, all right, so how's your day? And I was just like,
how's your day?
No, that's not the best question.
I would be like, you're creepy, get out.
And then he's like, you seem like a fantastic person. I'd actually like to get to know more about you so I know the environment of my working space.
How can he breathe with his nose so far up somebody's jam? That's gross. And he gets jobs?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What? I had to take a personality test and I failed. I failed a personality test for this job.
How do you fail?
Yeah, that's what I said. And I was like, and they're like, yeah, you get the lowest score. And I was like, all right. You know what?
First of all,
you can't fail that. Second of all, talk about hitting a girl when she's down. Not only do you not get this job, but you get the worst personality score.
It isn't just like, you're not fit for this job. It's more like, no, you have a shitty personality.
No, it's like our CEO or like the highest grossing person. Like, this one is what his personality tastes like or something. I don't know. And so you had to, like, get it close to his personality. And basically, he's a jerk. Mm. So, like, I got a high empathy and, like, empathy.
And low narcissism.
High empathy, low narcissism, and, like, a big BS detector. So, like, I can't lie to people. And they're like, yeah, you really failed. I'm like, did I fail? Or did you fail? Are you all failed.
Maybe they prevented you from failing because you didn't get the job, and you would have failed if you got that job. The thing.
5,000 points, zero gil. Actually, negative 5,000 gil.
You leveled up.
I leveled up, but every time you level up, you lose money.
Oh my god. So I hate the applications that are super corny for no reason. So I used to work at a supermarket, and when I applied for the supermarket, it was like, so, what's your favorite food? And it's like, do you really care what my favorite food is?
You work at a grocery store, don't you know about food?
Yeah, like, and then it's like, do you like vegetables? I was like, no.
Do you like vegetables?
And the first thing they did when I went my interview, would you like to work in the produce department?
Huh.
Oh, that means that you won't be like gnawing on vegetables.
I guess that's what it was.
Reverse.
That's Tony. He likes vegetables too much. We gotta keep him in the fish section. Keep his hands off.
Oh my, we had a girl that worked with us and she could not touch broccoli. Like, it scared her. She was like, terrified to touch
broccoli.
Probably
not a good job to be in a grocery store.
Yeah, of all the places.
Was she trying to overcome her fear?
I brought balloons to a summer camp that I was working at. And then, like, it just turned into chaos. And everyone was, like, screaming at me, like, why would you do that? And I was like, what? Why? Why? And, like, there, this one kid has, like, an absolute, like, medical phobia of balloons. And he lost it. And, like, he started, like, biting people. And, like, they started biting. It just turned into, like, a huge brawl.
I know this is terrible, but, like, the kid starts just foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, well, he started, like, weeping and screaming, like, real tears. And,
oh, jeez.
Like, what happened? Like, how irresponsible. Like, what's irresponsible?
Do you remember when we were watching Jerry Springer? Oh, no, it wasn't Jerry Springer. I think I was just randomly on YouTube, and I was watching this guy that was afraid of peaches. Like, he's deathly afraid of peaches. So they brought a peach out, and he sprinted.
That's
and
so
just started
nasty.
Crying.
Aw, Jerry Springer would do that. All right, we should play the last song and then go.
All right.
Or we should just pass it over. What do you want?
Let's fade out to the... Let's say goodbye and do our last song. So what would that be? The Pokemon Go song?
Pokemon Go.
All right. So goodbye, and we'll see you next week, and have pleasant video game dreams.
Mm-hmm.